Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Wednesday, gang, and welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And would you believe, of course, there's only one place to start. We're going to get right into today's podcast with, of course, some breaking news about the European Super League. Trust me, gang, this is massive. I could make loads of jokes there, but of course, I'm too professional for that, and we don't have time, more importantly. Over now to Danny Mills and Hugh Woozencroft.
Breaking news on TalkSport.
It's absolutely massive news here on TalkSport. We understand all of the clubs are meeting right now with a view to disbanding the European Super League. That idea didn't last long, did it? Chelsea, City fans, your club's backing out already?
Now, TalkSport breakfast presenter, the wonderful and award-winning Laura Woods was outside Stamford Bridge ahead of Chelsea's match with Brighton last night, where a number of fans had gathered to protest against the stupid ESL.
A little bit further down Fulham Road, as everybody kind of got moved on a little bit, it was really weird. There was just this ripple. It was like a real moment where people started to cheer and we were like, what are they cheering about? And then word started to spread through the crowd that Chelsea had pulled out, that basically they were preparing papers. Then people started to kind of confirm it because everyone's looking at each other saying, is that real? Is that actually happening? And then it just turned into this absolute celebration on the streets. I've never seen anything like it.
It is pretty emotional. I think all the Chelsea fans have come, and I'd like to see this happen at the other stadiums now. Make your voices heard, because it's clearly worked here, and hopefully the Super League is dead forever.
It's coming home. It's coming. I'll tell you what, right, I've got so much to say and I've got little time to say it, but I'm hoping that all the fans get together now, and I want a big thank you to TalkSport for giving us, the fans, a voice. You're brilliant. Without you, we weren't nothing. We weren't heard. Tonight, we're heard, and we will keep on demonstrating until we won. And guess what? We won.
All Roman Abramovich has ever cared about since he came into the club was winning. That was it. That's all he's ever cared about. He's not really been the man that's just, we need to make money, we need to make money. He's not a Cronky, he's not FSG, he's not the Glazers. All he's ever wanted is to win, and I'm so glad that they've pulled out.
Liverpool fans, Man United fans, Arsenal and Spurs, should your clubs be next?
And now Arsenal, Perry Groves.
There we go,
Arsenal,
see?
The latest team set to withdraw from the European Super League.
The fans have all the power, because if they have empty stadiums, the product, whatever you're trying to sell on telly,
looks terrible.
Don't work. It doesn't. It looks ridiculous.
Yeah.
So fans will always win. Fans get managers sacked. Fans get owners out the door, don't they, if they actually rebel against them. Now fans are saying, no, you're not going to have a league, because we're not having it. We're not going to follow it. Mm. You're done and dusted. I think they thought that because it was the Big Six, that the Big Six fans would go, oh, that's Andy, because we're going to be protected here. You think, no, fans' mentality don't work like that.
Jordan Henderson has just put this message on his social media. The Liverpool captain says, we don't like it and we don't want it to happen. This is our collective position. Our commitment to this football club and its supporters is absolute and unconditional. You'll never walk alone.
Liverpool Football Club can confirm that our involvement in proposed plans to form a European Super League has been discontinued. See the birds of the leaving your mouth. After the
flood, all the colours came out. I just look really forward to just football being back where it was. I was yesterday listening to TalkSport for about 8 hours, 9 hours non-stop at work, and just thinking, like, really, this is probably the end of football, thinking I've only seen Champions League final and I saw
Carabao Cup final in 2012, and I'm thinking this could really be the end of Liverpool, and hearing that it's now over, it's just so, so pleased.
I've never seen football fans come together like this. I've been on England trips. I've travelled the world with England, you know, working and playing, and there's always a little bit of fallout between certain teams and whatever. I've never, ever seen football fans come together as one like this ever before.
I have a club statement from none other than Manchester United, and it says this: Manchester United will not be participating in the European Super League. We have listened carefully to the reaction from our fans, the UK government and other key stakeholders. We remain committed to working with others across the football community to come up with sustainable solutions to the long-term challenges facing the game. I think that's really key, that second paragraph. We've listened carefully to the reaction from our fans.
These so-called owners of these clubs need to realise that they're not the actual owners of the club. Yes, they have the front door keys, but they need to know they are just sitting tenants. That is all they are, and that is all they will ever be. Because the landlord of every club is the football fan, and that has been proved more than ever over the last 24 hours. The European Super League was made up of teams from England, Italy and Spain. And make no mistake about it, it's the English fans that over the last 24 hours have smashed those plans to pieces. And I know that football over the years in the past has had its dark days, but make no mistake, if you're listening to this, this is without doubt one of the proudest days ever to be an English football fan. I salute you all, because you have made sure that our kids and our kids' kids and our kids' kids will enjoy football in years to come like we have enjoyed it in years gone by.
TalkSport understands that Manchester United chief executive Ed Woodward has resigned from the club following the failed attempt to launch a breakaway Super League. This will be news that resonates across the football plains far and wide. Manchester United fans, not just you, will have something to say about this. This is absolutely massive news. Someone who has been criticised year on year for the decisions that he has made as executive vice chairman at Manchester United is finally gone from your club. The Glazers might not be out, but Ed Woodward is.
Here's the Sun's Manchester United correspondent, Neil Custis.
I just think he's had enough and he just couldn't face the backlash that was coming. I mean, this is a man who's done very well to last this long, given all the stick he's had down the years. And I think this was just finally it. He could see that it wasn't going to work. He could see that United were being, you know, pointed at as one of the main drivers behind it.
I'm so elated. I'm lost for words. I'm so happy he's gone out of everyone. Everyone's just going to be laughing at him, singing na 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 na. Hey. Goodbye. He'll leave quicker than 2021 ends. He'll leave quicker than that. End of the season. He's gone.
He came into the club after, of course, massive changes. David Gill leaving, Alex Ferguson leaving. And he has overseen what has been at times a shambolic period in Manchester United history, not just in terms of signing players, but as I say, that connection, that real connection with the fans. He has been the Glazers' man throughout. He's taken home £4 million a year, and he's done absolutely nothing, in my opinion, for this club other than sign shirt deals and bring in money. Manchester United fans have deserved better the entire time. I truly believe that. They've deserved better decisions from Ed Woodward and those in the hierarchy of the club. They've deserved better communication. Results are one thing, but I think Manchester United have not been run like a club at the top table for the years that he has been in terms of his time as executive vice chairman. Best in class is what Manchester United need, and I'm not afraid to say he has not been that. He has not been that, I'm sorry.
Since 2012, United have been in decline, and it's only the last year or so, really, that United have been improving. I think he's just been an absolute disgrace to the badge, to the club, to the fans. At the end of the day, he's a banker. He's not a football man. He's never been a football man, and I'm happy to see the back of him, and hopefully we can get someone decent through his door who can do a 10 times better job.
After all this, I mean, I really do think now would be a great time for English football to just sit down, reevaluate, and adopt the, you know, the German football model.
51%.
That's the one, yeah. Because the owners coming in, they want something for their return. But, you know, think of how many clubs have been ruined by investors coming in and just treating it like a toy. I mean, you think of Blackburn Rovers with the Venkies. Fulham got taken over by American owners. They got relegated after being in the Premier League for so long. And I think the German model can be successful because, I mean, you know, Dortmund have got to a couple of finals. I think Bayern Munich have won three of the last 20 Champions Leagues. You know, got some great football. Germany have won the World Cup. So I think it can be a successful model. And now might be the time to start doing that.
I want the Glazers gone. I want John W. Henry, whatever he's called. I want him gone. I want Kroenke gone. I don't want any of these American owners, any of these American businessmen. I don't want them anywhere near the British game again.
Daniel Levy, in the last few moments, has said, "We regret the anxiety and upset caused by the European Super League proposal. We felt it was important that our club participated in the development of a possible new structure that sought to better ensure financial fair play and financial sustainability whilst delivering significantly increased support for the wider football pyramid. We believe that we should never stand still and that sport should constantly review competitions and governance to ensure the game we all love continues to evolve and excite fans around the world." And he finishes his statement by saying, "We should like to thank all those supporters who presented their considered opinions." Fan power once again at the fore.
My opinion on this is I understand all the backslap, but I don't understand why we're sort of saying, "Oh, well, that's it, then you're all allowed back." There's got to be some ramifications for these clubs. The chairman, the owners of these clubs have made their stance clear. They want out. So whether the fans have won this time, it isn't going to stop them doing something like this again, not in my opinion. The only way you're going to stop this is by deduction, points deductions.
I thought it was quite an interesting concept, at least. I didn't think it'd take off for years and go on for years, but I thought at least it'd be something that could go on for a few years and make people make a little bit of change. I thought there could be a salary cap involved in there with a draft.
Yeah, Charlie, maybe. You're a Newcastle fan, right?
I don't want that.
Yeah. That gives you virtually no chance of getting into that. The 15, so there's only going to be about five other clubs from around Europe. They're the only it's the only chance you've got to get into.
It won't be Newcastle.
And, no. and your club virtually has no chance, whereas now you do.
And that means your club dies.
Yeah.
It doesn't necessarily mean the club dies.
Oh, it does, Charlie.
No, absolutely it doesn't.
No, it
absolutely
does. Shall I tell you why it dies? Because the Premier League, right, that's worth millions, maybe billions around the world as a commodity, that all that money goes because no one wants to watch that Premier League. They all want to watch this new European Super League.
And the Premier League gets diluted.
I think it's time to give back the power to the Football League clubs and the other 14 league clubs. Because I think now that so-called, and I say so-called top six, are not as powerful as they thought they were. And suddenly now this is a great opportunity to take back that power and rebalance football. With government involved as well, and for whatever reasoning, you know, Keir Starmer and Boris Johnson, if they want to pile in, absolutely fine. But what an opportunity to reset football and put it back on track and give it back to the fans.
Now, before the news broke about Man City leaving the European Super League, their manager, Pep Guardiola, has been speaking about the planned breakaway tournament. He said the proposal is not sport if you cannot lose, as success is always guaranteed, and rightly so.
It's not a sport when the relation between the effort and the success, the effort and reward, doesn't exist. So it's not a sport. So it's not a sport of the success is already guaranteed. It's not a sport and it doesn't matter if you lose. That's why I said many times, I want the best competition as strong as possible, so especially the Premier League. And it's not fair when one team fight, arrive at the top and after cannot be qualified because the success is already guaranteed for just for few clubs.
Now, interim Spurs boss Ryan Mason has been speaking for the first time since it was announced. He will manage the club until the end of the season, following Jose Jose's Mourinho's sacking. We'll hear from the German expert Ralf Honigstein, not Stein, Steen, S-T-E-I-N is Steen, let me tell you that, on why RB Leipzig's Julian Nagelsmann won't come to Spurs. And Darren Bent will tell us why Brendan Rodgers won't want the job either. Oh, that's nice of Bentley. So, who will be the next permanent manager of Spurs? Over to the former Palace owner, Simon Jordan. No, not him, he's not going to be the next one, although in his mind he could probably easily do that. But anyway, we're going to hear from him now.
Julian Nagelsmann.
He'll go to Bayern Munich.
Brendan Rodgers.
Very good. I don't think he'll get him out of Leicester.
Eddie Howe.
Too big a job for him.
Rafa Benitez.
Why? Yeah, let him go back to Newcastle. They love him up
there. Why not?
Because I think Rafa Benitez's star is far less than it once was before. When he went to Real Madrid, he couldn't cut it there. He can cut it at a certain level of club. He's a very decent manager, but I think Spurs need something very different now because they've got close and they've really receded back now. They need someone to really get hold of. They need a Klopp to get hold of them to do what Klopp did at Liverpool to a Tottenham. So what's the last one?
Nuno Espirito Santo.
There's your guy. There's your guy.
Why?
Because he's an outstanding manager and he's got all the energy, vitality and determination. But can you get him out of Wolves? There's your guy.
With his connections to...
With his connection to George Portuguese Mendes. Agents, with his attitude towards players, with the style of football that he wants to play, with his conviction, he doesn't care about anything and anyone besides his team. Look at the run-ins he used to have with Warnock when they were back in the day in the Championship. He's a proven leader of men and he's built a football team in Wolves that have knocked on the door without quite the same livery, heritage and resource. There's your guy.
Ryan Mason, who's in charge this weekend, of course, with Chris Powell when Tottenham going against Manchester City in the Carabao Cup final. Ryan Mason will remain in charge of Tottenham from now until the end of the season. So the job is his.
Many different emotions going through my body at the moment, but probably the most important one is pride. I've been associated with this club over 20 years. It's a very long time of my life and I feel very proud. I feel like I have an excellent connection with the fans, which I feel is important. So yeah, there's a lot of pride in being given this opportunity to help this great football club.
Julian Nagelsmann.
Leipzig have no intention of releasing him. They fight tooth and nail not to let him go. He has no release clause. The slightly bigger issue is that he very much would like to go to Bayern Munich. I think this is a guy who's hugely ambitious, who's talked about very openly about talking to Real Madrid a couple of years ago and saying no to Real Madrid because he didn't think he was ready. But that's an indication of how he sees himself. And I think if it's between Spurs and Bayern, for him, it's not a consideration. You know, he's from a place very near Munich. His family lived near Munich. He was a Bayern fan growing up.
I think Leicester have got a better squad than Spurs. Yeah, they've probably got the best player in terms of Harry Kane. Son's a very, very good player. But other than that, goalkeeper, you'd have to say maybe could go either way. Defensively, Leicester are better. The three in the middle of the park, by the way, what? Tielemans, Maddison and Ndidi. I think that is top, top draw. So I can't see Brendan Rodgers leaving there.
Before I let you go, let me tell you about some live of football are coming your way tonight from 6 p.m. live and exclusive to TalkSport, don't you know? You can hear commentary of Spurs against Southampton. Or if you want to hear Millwall against Bournemouth in the Championship, you can. All you have to do is swipe right or left. I don't quite know which way it is on the TalkSport app. Maybe I should know, but it's one way. Just try it, and if it's not, anyway, you can listen to Millwall v Bournemouth in the Championship on TalkSport 2. That's it. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. Don't forget, of course, to hit that subscribe button. I'm back on my show, Andy Goldstein Sports Bar on TalkSport with the fun boy Jason Cundy tonight from 10 p.m. taking your calls after Spurs against Southampton and Villa beat Man City. Oh, come on, Villa. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first thing in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a great day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.